Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's the Thanksgiving season, and starting today and for the next couple days, I'll be sharing from an article that the late Dr. Adrian Rogers wrote entitled Giving Thanks Always, in which he gave some thoughts concerning Ephesians 5:20, which reads, Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what he wrote. I imagine that all of us would agree that this commandment, to thank God at all times for all things, is perhaps the hardest in all of the Bible to practice, but it is the secret to a happy and productive life. To help us understand this verse, Dr. Rogers breaks it down into three questions. Today we'll look at the question, when should we be thankful? And Dr. Rogers writes, I want you to notice several things about this passage of Scripture. First, I want you to notice when we should be thankful. We are to give thanks always. If Paul had said sometimes, that wouldn't be so hard. But he clearly says always. Now, we're coming to Thanksgiving Day, but you and I both know that one day is not enough. Psalm 68:19 says, Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Every day you get a fresh load. You should never pray without thanking God. Why should God give you anything else if you don't thank Him for what He's already given you? Many of us need to pull out some of the groans in our prayers and shove in some hallelujahs. If you don't already, begin putting some thank yous in your prayers. Well, tomorrow we'll look at the question, for what do we give thanks? Again, that's from an article written by the late Dr. Adrian Rogers entitled, Giving Thanks Always. Some thoughts concerning Ephesians 5:20. Well, during the season of Thanksgiving, we are hearing from listeners who are thankful for the WRVM Radio Ministries, and that's a great encouragement to us. And we are thankful for those who remember the financial needs of WRVM. And as we enter the final weeks of 2023, your support will help us to finish the year in the black. You can write to us at WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174. And don't forget, when you do write, to request the 2024 wall calendar. It's free for the asking. Again, our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174. And if you'd like to give online, you can also request that calendar in the comments box. Our website address, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.